hear all the country music. Hear the fantasy fool in 3, 2.
Every fantasy has one fool, but this one has two. And the greatest lesson in life is to know even fools are right sometimes.
Looks like the upper hand is on the other foot.
It's time for the Fantasy Fool Show.
Tell us, pray do.
Here's Brian and Mac.
Well, hello there. How's it going today?
Not too bad. How's everything going with you?
Well, I guess I'm not going to complain. Things seem to be okay. Are your headphones working there?
No sound. We're flying blind over here.
Yeah, somebody probably got their leg up underneath there, farting around, sliding their legs, and pulled the cords out.
Yep.
I had to redo everything, and I couldn't solder it here a year or so ago. Try that one over there and see if that one works. If that one works, that's just fine. Okay, so that's the deal.
Can you hear me?
Yep. They ended up sliding their leg under there, grabbing the wire, and pulled the wire off. Well, because I asked for a couple years there to get that fixed, and nobody was doing it. So I thought, well, I'll just cut the wire, and I just wrapped them together. Well, you know, everything's
like
up there tight.
Everything
by, but nope, somebody was probably, you know, people sitting there, they sit different, they put their knees up under, and probably got a wire, and there we go.
Speaking of hot wiring a car.
Yeah.
Didn't seem like the Vikings got their car started on Sunday.
What in the world happened there?
Real interesting games over the weekend. It was a lot of fun. Actually, it was another interesting weekend. Some big names really showed up. Some big names did not show up. I don't think anybody saw some of the games, expected some of the games to unfold the way that they did, especially that Vikings-Dallas game. And let's start with that one. You know, absolutely no fantasy points for anybody in Viking land.
None.
And, you know, Dallas basically rode Tony Pollard all the way. So nobody else did anything much for Dallas. I mean, a few receptions here and there. But Zeke had two touchdowns.
Two gratuitous ones. They gave him because they were on the 1 or 2 yard lane, whatever it was, and went, well, here, let Zeke back.
So you see that, you know, that's one of those fantasy fool's gold things where you look at, you know, if you're not able to watch the games and you come and look at the score and you're like, oh, Dallas hung 40 on Minnesota, there's going to be a lot of wealth to go around. And all four touchdowns went to the running backs. So.
Yeah, CeeDee Lamb, nothing. Could have just as well had a goose egg.
Yep. Yep. So anyway, wow. You know, that train will keep rolling, and that was just an unexpected, weird game. I guess the Cowboys were favored for a reason. That's why Vegas knows.
Yeah, right. They do. You know, they really do. But here's the crazy thing. Like, Justin Jefferson will make up for it. He'll have a 35 or a 45-point game somewhere along the line, and he'll make up for it.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
It seems 9 times out of 10, that's how it works.
Yeah, and then, you know, if we want to fast forward then to tomorrow night while that's still – or to last night while that's still fresh in our minds, you know, a lot of fantasy gold to go around for the 49ers, the exact opposite of Dallas. Jimmy G had a great game. McCaffrey put up about 17 points but didn't have a touchdown. He just did it all on the ground and receiving. Ayuk and Debo had big games. Kittle showed up. I mean, it was just like one of those spread the wealth games, and that's kind of what you hope for, you know, when you trot out a lineup, is that, you know, maybe you've got Ayuk and or Kittle, and you're just like, well, you know, if you're going to hang 40 points like they did last night, you know, maybe my guy is going to get part of that pie.
You would hope they would.
So the Cardinals, on the other hand, you know, Connor had a touchdown. DeAndre Hopkins and Greg Dortch put up big numbers receiving, but no touchdowns. But, you know, they got 12 to 14 points. And, you know, I guess that makes you happy if you rolled those guys out there. But the Cardinals are going nowhere, you know, and so Murray's still out. So there you have it. You know, we were talking, too, about, you know, some of these other, you know, how did some of these other games play out? You know, the Bills had a great performance against the Browns.
Right.
But Josh Allen was kind of quiet. And I think that goes back to the last week or the last couple of weeks where everybody was just sort of hammering him for trying to do too much. And he just went completely reverse and did very little. And that's not a bad thing.
Right.
But, you know, because the Bills won and he was good. But he got you points. It's not like he laid a complete egg. But, you know, I think he got that message that you need to let everybody else get involved. And so they did. You know, Singletary was big again. You know, and that was a really nice day for the Bills. And, you know, you think about the Browns and they just did not really do much. I think that was more of a... You know, Chubb and Hunt did absolutely nothing, but, you know, Amari Cooper had a nice day. Donovan Peoples-Jones had a nice day. And Brissett had a nice day. But the Bills' defense was just too much for that run game, and the Browns are a run-first team, so they made them pass. And they passed effectively, but not enough to get the win. So,
and that'll change.
Yeah. And, you know, it's kind of funny, too, when you think about game script. Like, all the Chiefs, you know, basically did very little in their game. It was the Kelce Mahomes show again. And that was really something to see as well. And the Chargers, you know, they had some good numbers too. Herbert had a nice game. You know, all of the normal people came out for the Chargers. Eckler had a good game. And we even had Mike Williams was back and Keenan Allen was back. But Mike Williams, of course, then goes out after the first play. He gets one catch and he's out. Yeah. But Joshua Palmer and Keenan Allen had nice days. So there was a lot of, you know, when you looked across the league, there was a lot of good wealth to go around. When you think about, you know, the Rams got back on track and they, you know, Stafford actually looked sharp in that game. So he might be on his way back to getting that elbow and arm and everything back in shape. And Allen Robinson came up back from the dead to
and
have a touchdown,
something.
Right?
It's kind of too bad because they're really just – they're talking so poorly about him everywhere. And it's too bad because he was very good. You know, he just was on a wrong team with the wrong quarterback.
Right. And then all of a sudden someone named Tutu Atwell. So you tell me who he is.
I'll be
like, well, whatever. But he looked good. So you've got some of that stuff going on. When we talk about some of the duds, the Bears, Justin Fields is banged up, which is really a shame. So he's week to week now. So he had kind of a quiet game. By his standards, 20 points, you know. But when the last 2 weeks he's put up 46 and 50, you know, so comes crashing back down to earth.
I knew that was going to happen. I just didn't realize he was going to get hurt. And maybe mess up week 11.
Yeah.
Or 12, rather. 12.
And then David Montgomery had a decent day running the ball. And keep in mind that Khalil Herbert's on injured reserve. So that backfield is all Montgomery's now. So if you've got him, what a great stash to go moving forward. So I was at the Bengals-Steelers game, and that was just a hell of a game to watch. And the crowd was totally juiced and into it. And on top of that, it was as if, you know, I got to see, like, the fantasy gold mine.
Right.
I mean, everybody went off in that game. And poor Joe Mixon, you know, gets a concussion. But Najee Harris comes in and just absolutely blows it up, which says to you, one, that says to you two things. One, Najee Harris is good. He's a good backup. And that's why he is involved in that running game. But number two is people tend to think of the Bengals as sort of a pass-first offense.
Right.
But they run the ball really well. And so it was interesting to see that. But, you know, Mixon's week-to-week with a concussion, so keep an eye on that. But everybody got involved. So if you had your Bengals and you had your Steelers, except for Deontay Johnson, who did do very much, you were very much rewarded in that game. The Packers, that's over. It is what it is there. So, I mean, Rodgers did okay. Christian Watson did okay. But for the most part, that's over. You're going to play Aaron Jones every week. You probably have to play Christian Watson every week.
Yeah, you do.
But I think beyond that, if you've got other options at quarterback, I think you
go
can
with
move
him.
On.
You know, if you've got Lamar Jackson, I would be a little bit nervous there.
Yep. The Panthers and the Ravens were a complete dumpster fire. The Falcons were a disaster. The Washington football team was a disaster, except for who? Logan Thomas had a nice day. The Texans were a disaster. So all the Jets and Patriots, all the Colts except Jonathan Taylor, all the Lions except Jamal Williams, and Amon-Ra was okay. The Giants were terrible. The Broncos, the Vikings, the Cowboys receivers. I mean, we could just go on down the list here, you know. Miles Sanders, again, terrible. I mean, we're just both sitting here laughing for those of you that can't see us. And there's a reason why we're on the radio. We have a face for radio.
Right.
But, we're just laughing as we just go through this.
There's very little consistency, you know. It's
right.
So much this year. Look at all of the 30-pluses.
Yep.
You know, you've got quarterbacks like – you think that Lamar Jackson's going to be this monster for you because he puts up 48 points 2 weeks in a row, and then it's just struggle to even get 20.
Yeah.
And then Justin Fields comes along. He's good. Then he gets hurt. You know, it's a really interesting year this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat and did a little bit of looking at, like, the Carpies League, and I looked at our Muffle League, and I realized that it is anybody's ball game. And I would guess that most leagues are the same way, where you really don't have anybody that is absolutely a front runner that is running away with things. I know we had one at one point.
Yeah.
And I
all of my leagues are log jams at the top.
A lot
of 7-4, six and five, some fives and fives rolling around in there. I think in one of my leagues, only one team has eight wins. And the rest are all at 7-6 and on down. So yeah, it's and I think that's just been the kind of year that it's been, because you know I think your point is a good one, because you're having players that have had some consistency, but more so than not, they come up with that one week where they just don't do anything. And I think that's and when I say anything, I mean nothing. You know, like if Justin Jefferson gets you 12 points, doesn't score a touchdown, that still puts you in a position to win. When he gives you three, you know, or whatever. And I'm not just saying Jefferson. Yeah. I'm just saying like
anybody,
any stud like in
CD
general.
Lamb, whoever.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
And so that's what's, I think, crushing people. And people are also getting, you know, killed if they run up against a team that, for example, like if you went up against a team this week that started, for example, like Tyler Bass or Harrison Butker at the kicking position, they outscored almost every – Tyler Bass had 28 points.
Right.
You know, I mean, he outscored quarterbacks, which is just hilarious. That's and some amazing. Of the defensive efforts, like the Patriots defense, the 49ers defense last night, the Bills defense, Ravens defense. Well, I mean, so there were some of these defensive efforts, some of these defensive points, depending upon how your league is set up for defensive points, you could have had a monster day.
Right.
With your defense and kicker.
Look at me in Washington. Literally, yes. Because I had Washington's defense, I won my matchup in the Carpies League because of that.
Yeah. I'll tell you who I really liked and who had a really nice day was the Saints in their passing game. I liked Andy Dalton, and then he got it to Olave, and guess who else?
Yeah.
Jarvis Landry's back. And then Juwan Howard, who's basically scoring a touchdown every week. And we've been saying this for weeks now. He should not be on any waiver wire.
Yeah, he's my new tight end. In week 12, he is my new tight end.
Yep.
I'm out on Dulcich.
Yep. So, I mean, I think that's a good call. But, yeah, I mean, what a great game, or what a great week of games.
Really.
It wasn't great for everyone, but it was, again, it keeps us interested. It keeps us moving along. And we're inching our way toward the playoffs as we make some of our last pushes to get those rosters tweaked.
Yeah, and really, I think it keeps us all honest.
Yep.
You know, and not in the way that we're cheating, but everybody gets a chance.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at how close the leagues are, like our league, you know, there are five of us, we've got 1,500 and some points.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the league has like 1,300 and some.
Yep.
Okay, so now if you're going by the points, now you've got, you know, your top five or six guys are just in the playoffs. Doesn't matter what happens, because everybody else, for the most part, has 1,300. Going to be a little bit harder to catch up on that.
Yeah.
You know, but you've got, no matter how you look at it, some of those teams that were in ninth and tenth place all of a sudden jumped to seventh. And now everybody is just 1 to 5 to 10 points away. And, you know, and that 100-point gap isn't so much there anymore either. So everybody's got this opportunity getting into. The only thing that sucks for some is you've got the playoffs coming up. So week 14 and boom, some are done. But for those in like standard leagues, and you're going to play all the way through to game 16, because 17, just whatever.
Yeah.
Actually, 18. Week 18.
I got it. Yep.
You know, so it's kind of fun. It really is, because mm-hmm. everybody has a chance, and I love it when everybody has a chance, because it just makes it that much more fun. It makes your gut churn a little bit, because you're like, oh boy. And it really shows your strength in your team, and the strength of maybe your draft if you're lucky enough, but it's your waiver wire grabs that got you through it
mm-hmm.
and got you through the injuries and the bye weeks. And that's fun. It's such a blast.
Yep. 100%. Right. Could not agree more.
We'll take a break. Be right back.
More of the Fantasy Fools next. AM 910.
In a foreboding world where uncertainty reigns and prices can double overnight, only one organization seeks to right the injustice by providing inexplicably inexpensive public transportation. Only one organization can offer two rides per day, Monday through Friday, to passengers under 18 for just $375 per semester or $750 for the entire school year. That organization is the Beta Bus. Call 605-692-142s or visit betabus.com for details.
Drain clogs can sometimes be a doozy.
I'm just going to take off this connector piece thingamajigger here. You hand me the pipe cutter?
I'm calling Roto-Rooter.
I can handle it. It's just a little bit stubborn.
Now you broke it.
From major city sewer line obstructions to the smallest drains in your home, we can handle it. I'm Jerry Kozad with Roto-Rooter. We proudly serve the Sioux Falls and Brookings areas and everywhere in between. When you need us, we'll be there.
And away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
It's Brian and Mac, the Fantasy Fools.
Let's go!
Oh, boy. All right, haven't heard that one for a long time. It is 8:45 already. It is Brian and Mac and the Fantasy Fools. And here we go with the top five plays of the week. We always start with the quarterback, so let's start with the defense just for fun. Go down to the bottom of your list.
Well, you got two teams on bye. You got the Cardinals and the Chiefs, so that kind of always informs like who we're going to start with or at least take a good look at. I think there's only, you're probably only playing a couple of Cardinals, so that's going to affect only a handful of people. But the Chiefs, they have a lot of players involved, including the quarterback. So those are some decisions that people are going to have to make. There's some controversy, and we'll get back to this in a second, is, what do we do with this Vikings defense? I like them starting versus the Patriots this week, but unless they get their problems fixed in the secondary,
it's gonna be bad.
That Mac Jones could look like, Roger
like
Staubach.
Yes, exactly.
Right? But I think that I like the bounce back option or the bounce back situation. They're at home. They're going to be ticked off. It's Thanksgiving. Is it a Thanksgiving game?
Yeah, it's a Thanksgiving game. Yeah. They're coming back on a short week.
Patriots are pretty challenged offensively. I mean, they've got a good running game, but, they're not great. And so this is a great bounce back spot for that Vikings defense. I'm going to plug my nose and say they're the start of the week, but there you have it.
I hope so. I really do. I was going to ask you about the Dolphins. Are you buying this Dolphins thing against Houston?
Yes, I would fire up the Dolphins against anybody against the Texans. I think you fire up. So I think you just roll the dice with Miami. I think that's a great play. I think you play the Broncos are dead, but their defense plays hard. They're playing at the Browns. The Browns look bad. I mean, so what are you going to do? I mean, if you've got better options, go with them. But otherwise, they're not at the Browns. They're at the Panthers. I wrote down the wrong team there. Bengals are at the Titans. I like what the Bengals are doing right now. The Titans are okay, but, the Chiefs versus the Rams, and I like the Colts versus the Steelers. Steelers are really struggling right now. So, and the Colts are, still kind of in that weird murky middle. So they can still get some wins and be in the mix.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll work our way up to tight end. I like Noah Fant coming back for Seattle off the bye week versus the Raiders. Raiders are historically terrible against the tight end, and that's no different this year. So, get him out there. Cole Kmet, I think, can bounce back. He's got to. The Jets have a great defense, but the Bears are kind of in that, they need a win. And so we'll see how that goes. And if Justin Fields is out, that makes the tight end position even more attractive for the Bears because, as we've always maintained, when you've got a backup quarterback that comes in, they oftentimes will look to that safety valve, and that safety valve is oftentimes the tight end or the back coming out of the backfield. So Montgomery is a great smash start this week, too.
Oh, no
even
doubt.
Against a very tough Jets D. I just say that you just roll with it. Austin Hooper is coming alive for the Titans,
that's
so get
see.
Him into your lineup. Tyler Conklin versus the Bears and Cade Otton for the Bucks at the Browns. Wide receiver, I think you go with Allen Robinson, and maybe you keep going with Tutu Atwell or Van Jefferson, any of the Rams. Whatever. I mean, they seem to be, it looks like Stafford may be getting a little bit healthy. But again, it's the Chiefs, they're playing back-to-back in Los Angeles, which I think is kind of interesting. So they probably didn't even go home because they play the Chargers Sunday night, and then they just stayed that because the Chargers and Rams share that stadium. So the Chiefs are playing two games in a row in that same stadium. So I don't know. I think that's kind of a sneaky, fun game. Or not the Chiefs, excuse me. The Chiefs. And then I also really like Jacoby Myers at the Vikings. And I like Adam Thielen. I like the bounce back narrative of the KJ Osborne, Adam Thielen versus the Bills. I don't know why I'm saying that, but I just think it's going to be a great bounce back spot. And I shouldn't say the Bills; it's the Patriots.
Okay, so the Jets defense against Chicago.
Yes.
If Trevor Siemian starts, you got to grab the Jets defense if it's there.
Yes.
If it's available.
If it is. So that's a situation that you really have to monitor. Just as carefully as you possibly can, because Justin Fields is not going to come out of your lineup. But if he's banged up, I mean, what does that mean they're going to do with him? Because he doesn't pass the ball very well. But he's, you know, if he's banged up and it's the shoulder, like they say, are they going to take unnecessary risks with him running? I don't think that they're going to do that. I really don't think they're going to do that. DeAndre Swift going into the running back position, Lions versus Bills, I think, has some sneaky shootout potential. Bills defense is great. Lions defense is terrible. Lions offense is pretty good. And the Bills, you know, I think that game could go in the same type of script that the Cleveland-Buffalo game went. So I think you get your players involved with that. And then I think that any time you can get running backs, like the Washington football team versus the Falcons is an interesting matchup because WFT keeps winning. And that's a
it's fun to watch, really. I enjoy it. I'm starting to think they're my second favorite team.
Yep. And then I think also, too, when you think about how good, some of these quarterbacks have been playing, like, what do you do with the quarterback position this week? There's really, unless you have to really make a quarterback is, I think, the easiest position this week, because there's only really one team on bye where you're going to have to look at another quarterback option, and that's Mahomes. So I think for this week in particular, you just roll out your regular starting quarterback with the exception of the aforementioned Justin Fields. So you've got to start thinking about who am I going to get in there to replace him. I think you can go a lot worse with somebody like Matt Ryan, I think is a good, I think he might be a really good plug and play if you can pick him up. I like Tom Brady versus the Browns. Tom Brady has been playing a lot better lately. And then, if you're really desperate, I guess you could roll out Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson versus the Panthers. I mean, these are some of those situations that you're going to have to, these are some of those decisions that you're going to have to make where you might have to plug your nose. But I really think that of all the positions this week, quarterback is probably, I don't want to say easiest, but it's probably the least stressful of the week because we've gone, we've had weeks where we've got like four teams on bye, six teams on bye. I mean, you've got all these teams on bye. So it's kind of a pleasure to have only two on bye this week.
I have to laugh, and the reason I'm laughing is I have to rely on the quarterback I drafted to fill in for my quarterback. So Justin Fields is going to have to be on the bench if he's hurt.
Yep.
And even if he, it all depends on how hurt he really is, but I'm going to have to rely on Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
This weekend.
And sometimes those are the things that you're going to have to do. And, when you're having to rely on Lamar Jackson, I just don't know. At this particular point, with Lamar Jackson playing the way that he is, they're winning, but they're winning ugly. And it really is a shame that you've got him in there, and he's such an incredible talent. But it's just like they're really spinning their wheels.
That's ugly. It's just upsetting, really. All right, we have the injury report coming up. We'll check the waivers, and we have, we've got three emails now. So
great.
Hang on.
Let's do it.
More of the Fantasy Fools next on The Ranch, AM 910.
Beautiful month for a parade, isn't it?
Excuse me, sir?
Since when do you call your grandfather Sir, Danny? It's almost time for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. How's my favorite tubist feeling about his big day?
Sir, my name's not Danny.
You're not Danny?
No, sir.
My grandson, the tubist. This isn't him?
No, sir. This is Jared from Sitka. I'm a fisherman.
Jared, a fisherman from Sitka, huh? You like marching bands, Jared?
Actually, very much.
Because the SDSU Pride of the Dakotas marching band is performing in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. That's right. They're headed to New York City. Man, are we proud of them. Did I mention my grandson's one of the tubists?
From everyone at Bankstar Financial, congratulations to the Pride of the Dakotas Marching Band as they perform at the 96th Annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City. Way to go, Jackrabbits.
Are you still there?
He'll never admit it, but he gets it from me. I was quite the tubist myself, you know. Bank on the bright side. Member FDIC.
The panic button is for emergencies only.
Where's the button?
Here comes the meat wagon.
This is a class 1 emergency.
Yes, sir.
Well, here we go with the favorite subject.
I think I have to put myself on the injury list because I think I'm still in a Pittsburgh pierogi fog. But there are actually, I was looking ahead 1 week. There are actually no teams on bye this week.
Oh, it is?
So it's Thanksgiving week. So there are no teams. I was looking ahead to week 12 when the Chiefs and Cardinals are on bye. So that makes a lot of people's decisions even easier.
So, okay, are we on week 10 or 11?
We're on week 11.
We're going into 11.
Yes.
So we just finished up 10. Why? Okay.
Yep. So I was off a week on that. But
super confused.
Going to injuries. So here are some interesting developments that kind of took that. They're not. This the first one is not really injury related, but it's decision or whatever roster related. But the Broncos released Melvin Gordon yesterday, leaving the backfield entirely Latavius Murray. So Latavius Murray, if you've got him, that's a smash spot. Going forward. And so if he's on the waiver wire, he becomes, I think, instantly like the number one pickup of the week. Injuries, we've talked about Justin Fields. Keep an eye on Joe Mixon with that concussion. The backup to Najee Harris in Pittsburgh, Jaylen Warren, left that game. And so that was what led to Najee having that huge game on Sunday. And also with Samaje Perine having that huge game with Mixon. Right, with Mixon. So, we'll get to those guys in a second. Fournette's banged up. Khalil Herbert's on the injured reserve list. Gus Edwards, keep your eye on him. Wandale Robinson is lost to an ACL. He's been doing really great. And Kadarius Toney, who looked great 1 week with the Chiefs, is out. Keep an eye on him. Cooper Kupp, we know, is out. Juju had that concussion, so keep an eye on him. He's week to week. And then people like Jerry, et cetera, Mike Williams, who went out on that one play. Josh Reynolds did come back for the Lions and had a nice week. So he's somebody that you can get back into your lineup if you're really, really desperate. And so at the tight end position, Kyle Pitts is banged up. Gerald Everett's banged up. And Zach Ertz, as we know, is out. One last related injury development from last night is Rondale Moore from the Cardinals went out after the first play with that dreaded groin injury. He did not return.
That is a bummer.
So keep an eye on that. A groin injury for a receiver is bad any way you slice and dice it. Waivers, we've already mentioned a lot of these folks at quarterback, like Matt Ryan, Taylor Heinicke, Ryan Tannehill. And then Matt at the running back position, Matt Breida made an appearance in New York. They may pump the brakes a little bit on Saquon. Who knows? We'll see.
Rest him.
Rashad White for the Buccaneers. If he's available, you got to pick him up at the wide receiver position. DeMarcus Robinson for Baltimore, but I just really don't think you can trust anybody there. Treylon Burks has had a couple of good weeks in a row for Tennessee. Nico Collins for Houston at the tight end position. Austin Hooper, Tennessee. Juwan Johnson, he's got to be picked up, but if he's not, pick him up. And then defensively, you had mentioned Miami prior to the break.
Yeah.
I really like Miami as a pickup, as a plug and play this week. Also the Seattle Seahawks, I like them as well.
Yeah, and I'm really that's if Trevor Siemian plays. So be on the lookout there.
Yep.
All right, let's see, what else do we have here? We've got a few emails. What time is it? I'm just wondering if hold on.
We're coming up in the 2 minute warning.
That's the 2 minute warning.
2 minute warning.
2 minute warning.
2 minute whistle blows, it's your ball game.
Two minute warning. Here we go.
Okay, all right, here's the deal. We are on week 12, but there are no buys in week 12. So I was a little bit confused and want to make sure that we're talking about the right week here, because some of these emails depend on, frankly, week 12. Number one, from Benjamin here, I need tight end, I think. Do I stick with Greg Dulcich? I'm dropping him. Yeah. I don't know that I'm going to drop him. Denver just not getting it done.
No, it depends on what your options are. I mean, I don't know how many other options there are available unless you can scoop somebody up off the waiver wire. But it's just been such a fickle position all season.
Yeah, it's really hard. I lucked out, grabbed Juwan Johnson last week, looking ahead, thinking, okay, I don't know that Dulcich is going to get this done for me, so I'm going elsewhere.
Maybe Austin Hooper if he's available.
Maybe Hooper, because Hooper's starting to look a little bit better. So that is a... Jeff, let's see. Do you think Deshaun Watson's worth a bench spot? Do you think Mooney is startable if Justin Fields is out? I have Deshaun Watson on bench to both teams.
Yes, to both.
And somebody's got to catch the ball for the Bears, and right now it's Mooney.
Yep.
I just don't think Claypool's getting open, and he's not comfortable yet.
Yep.
And then Larry, I like this one. And I bet, Larry, you didn't even catch this. Larry, do I trust Lamar or should I go with Trevor Lawrence? So you got Larry, Lamar, Lawrence. But, you know, I'm kind of goofy
that
way.
Call. I would never have the guts to bench Lamar for anyone. I mean, maybe, I don't know. It would have to be a pretty sweet spot.
Well, here's the deal. They're playing Baltimore, so I don't know that I would take Trevor Lawrence against Baltimore.
Right.
Their defense is pretty good. Now, if you want Trevor in week 13 and 14 against Detroit and Tennessee, maybe, but I've got Lamar.
I'd start Matt Ryan over Lamar Jackson this week if he's available on your waiver wire.
I'm going to agree with you. That's it. Hope you have a great weekend.
Happy Thanksgiving, folks. We'll catch up with you next week when there will actually be teams on bye.
No doubt. All right. Happy Turkey Day. Yeah.